1192. Richard the Lionhearted, Saladin, and the Third Crusade. Lesson 61. War can be strange sometimes. It can bring out the best in men or the worst in men, depending upon whose side you're on. Today I'm going to share with you a war story that seemed to bring out the best in two men, though they were on opposite sides. Their names were Richard the Lionhearted and Saladin. Their war was the Third Crusade. I've already introduced you to Richard the Lionhearted in Lesson 59. He was the tall, handsome King of England and the favorite son of Eleanor of Aquitaine. I hope you remember that Eleanor was an inspiring romantic. By that I mean she loved life, literature, and people. By her mere personality, Eleanor is remembered for spreading a more refined chivalry to Europe. Remember that chivalry was the high standard by which kings and knights lived. All of this is important to this story because it was the chivalrous or gentlemanly behavior of Richard that brought out the most unusual relationship between him and Saladin. Saladin captures Jerusalem. So who was this Saladin? Saladin was a Muslim. He was born in Mesopotamia along the Tigris River. For years he served as a Muslim warrior, but eventually worked his way up to becoming the Sultan of Egypt. That's like being a king. But being the Sultan of Egypt wasn't enough for this ambitious man. Saladin spread his power to the north, and in 1187 he captured Jerusalem, the holy city that Christians took in the Second Crusade. You can only imagine what this defeat meant to the Christians. To add to their defeat, a gold cross was removed from the Dome of the Rock, a mosque on the site where Solomon's temple once stood, and the dome was again made into a Muslim place of worship. Knowing this brief history, you may be able to figure out why the Third Crusade came to be. The Third Crusade was basically the effort of Richard the Lionhearted to take back Jerusalem and other parts of the Holy Land from Saladin. That should be easy to understand. Both Jews and Christians especially wanted to have back the site of the Holy Temple. Richard was so serious about his campaign that he once declared he would sell the city of London itself to pay for the venture. What Richard didn't know was just how difficult the venture to win back Jerusalem would be. Nor did he know just how much of a chivalrous gentleman Saladin himself would prove to be. Saladin had a reputation for being both fierce and merciful. He was fierce in his pride as a Muslim and in his drive to keep control of the Holy Land. But he was unusually merciful to those he captured along the way, at least some of the time. For example, in Saladin's campaign against Jerusalem, he said to the Christians living there, and I quote, "I believe that Jerusalem is the city of God, as you also believe, and I will not willingly lay siege to it or put it to assault," end quote. With that, Saladin offered the people a chance to leave in peace. They refused to surrender their beloved city, and so fighting took place. Still, Saladin felt mercy for his foes. Because of the tears of some Christian women, he released many husbands and fathers who had been captured. Even with control of Jerusalem, Saladin gave freedom to Jews and Christians alike to enter the city on pilgrimage. A pilgrimage is a visit to or tour of a holy site. Had Christians been content with that arrangement, the Crusades might have ended there. But obviously, that is not what happened because, as you know, there was yet a Third Crusade.